from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next with me, Stephanie Wow. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Jakarta hosts International Mayors Forum 2024 focus on sustainable development. Indonesia proposes the establishment of an overseas corruption asset recovery forum. South Korea resumes artillery drills at border after 6 years. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The city of Jakarta has been appointed as the host of the 2024 International Mayors Forum. When delivering remarks at the opening ceremony on Tuesday, Acting Governor of the Special Capital Region of Jakarta, Heru Budi Hartono, appreciated the United Nations Office for Sustainable Development for entrusting the city of Jakarta as the host of this year's International Mayors Forum. Heru Budi Hartono also explained that Jakarta has integrated the principles of the Sustainable Development Goals into the development.
Sejak tahun 2017, Jakarta telah berintegrasi prinsip tujuan pembangunan berkelanjutan ke dalam rencana pembangunan daerah. Salah satunya melalui rencana aksi daerah SDGs.
Since 2017, Jakarta has integrated the principles of the Sustainable Development Goals into regional development plans. One of them is through the SDGs Regional Action Plan. This regulatory framework also outlines targets and indicators tailored to the Jakarta context. Routinely, the Jakarta Provincial Government conducts monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of the action plan through a mechanism established by the SDGs Secretariat.
Heru Budi Hartono reported that 200 delegates from 33 countries and 63 city governments from Africa, Asia-Pacific, Latin America, and West Asia are participating in the 2024 International Mayors Forum, which runs until July 4, 2024. The theme of the meeting is accelerating action at the local level to achieve the 2030 agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals. The Islamic Republic of Iran has just held a presidential election on June 28, 2024, which led Saeed Jalili and Masoud Pezeshkian to compete in the second round on July 5, 2024. Iranian Ambassador to Indonesia, Mohammad Borojerni, hopes whoever elected president of Iran, he will continue the values of the struggle of the late President Ebrahim Raisi. He conveyed his hope at the launch of the book Abdi Bangsa, a collection of memoirs of Sayyid Ebrahim Raisi, the late president of Iran, at the headquarters of LPP Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Everybody knows that President Raisi devoted his life for people of Iran and Muslim people of all over the world, and especially the people of Palestine that are being killed without any reason, and they are being killed innocently. So everybody that is going to be president, new president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, must follow the same path to serve the people and also to defend the suppressed people of the Palestine.
According to Ambassador Borogerdi, the late Ebrahim Raisi, killed in a helicopter crash on May 19, 2024, was a tireless president in serving the people from morning to midnight. His solidarity with the poor he showed by living modestly and often skipping his dinner because of this concern for the starving people. According to Borogerdi, the best way to honor the martyrdom of President Ebrahimi is to follow the values of his struggle. Next, we have the Grand Imam of Istiqlal Mosque of Indonesia, Professor Nasaruddin Umar, who said the late Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi was a president who spoke the longest with the Grand Imam of Istiqlal. In the launch of the book Abdi Negara, Memoirs of Sayyid Ebrahim Raisi, the late president of Iran, organized by the Iranian Embassy in collaboration with Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, Nasaruddin Umar conveyed his memories with the late president Ebrahim Raisi.
Mungkin kunjungan pertama ke luar negeri presiden Iran adalah Indonesia. Dan salah satu tempat yang dikunjungi cukup lama di Indonesia adalah
perhaps the first overseas visit of the president of Iran was Indonesia. And one of the places visited for quite long time in Indonesia is the Istiqlal Mosque. We talk a lot together, especially for the development of two important countries in the Islamic world. Indonesia has the largest Muslim population at that time in Iran, which we know as a leading country in the development of science and technology. This is the head of state who spoke the longest with the Grand Imam of Istiqlal.
Inilah kepala negara yang paling lama berbicara dengan Imam Besar Istiqlal.
According to Nasaruddin Umar, during his visit to the Istiqlal Mosque on May 24, 2023, President Raisi discussed the importance of the unity of Indonesia and Iran to fight for Muslims. He also offered assistance for digital Islamic programs produced by Iran. The visit and the agenda for Zuhur prayers at the Istiqlal Mosque are a part of series of two-day visits by the late Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi in Indonesia. The Indonesian government proposed the establishment of an Overseas Corruption Asset Recovery Forum or Asset Recovery Expert Forum to Asian and African countries. Director General, General Legal Administration, Ministry of Law and Human Rights of Indonesia, Cahyo Muzhar, in his statement quoted by Antara State News Agency on Tuesday, said, many Asian and African countries are victims of criminal acts with assets that are fled abroad, but do not have special forums related to asset recovery. Cahyo said, the forum was formed not to replace various existing forums, but to complement these forums and focus on the recovery of assets of Asian and African countries that were fled abroad. Next, we have the bivalent oral poliomyelitis vaccine from the Indonesian government to the people of Afghanistan has reportedly been fully administered to 8.6 million children in the country. The polio vaccine distribution was carried out through cooperation between the International Development Cooperation Fund, or Indonesian Aid, and the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. President Director of the Fund, Tormar Bulang Lumban Tobing, said in a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, the vaccination program has been used to vaccinate more than 11.4 million children in 32 provinces in Afghanistan from April to May 2024. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia explored opportunities for cooperation in the field of labor between Indonesia and the People's Republic of China. The discussion was held with the Ambassador of Republic of Indonesia to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, China on Tuesday. Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia, through the press release of the Public Relations Bureau of the Ministry of Manpower on Tuesday, said, many potentials for cooperation that can be built with the Chinese government, especially in the field of manpower. Diplomatic relations between Indonesia and China, which have entered their 75th year, are a strong foundation for improving the employment sector. We end the news with the Acting Director General of Defense Strategy of the Ministry of Defense of the Republic of Indonesia, Ujang Darwis. led the Indonesian delegation attending the 21st ASEAN Regional Forum Security Policy Conference meeting in Luang Prabang, Laos, on July 2nd to the 3rd, 2024. During the meeting, Ujang Darwis conveyed several important points, including ASEAN must continue to be an important platform for regional countries and external partners to discuss, cooperate, and collaborate on various issues of common concern. Ujang Darwis emphasized the importance of strengthening regional security with mutual respect for sovereignty between countries. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on July 3, 1920, when Bandung Institute of Technology was founded. On July 3, 1920, Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB, was established. At that time, ITB was known as Technische Hogeschool Te Bandung. It was the first technical college and the first higher education institution in the Dutch East Indies. There was only one faculty, the Faculteit van Technische Wetenschap, and only one department, the Afdeling Derwerk en Waterbouw. The establishment of this institution was intended to fulfill the increasing demand for technical personnel during the Dutch colonial era due to the outbreak of the First World War. The name ITB itself was officially inaugurated on March 2, 1959. Moving on to July 3, 1988, when a United States warship shot down an Iranian plane. The United States warship Vincent shot down Iran Air Flight 655 on July 3, 1988. The plane crashed in the Persian Gulf and killed all 290 passengers on board. Iran Air Flight 655 initially took off from Tehran and was scheduled to land in Dubai via Bandar Abbas. However, in the middle of the journey, the plane was shot by the United States warship and crashed in the Persian Gulf. Based on the collected data, the death consisted of 274 passengers and 16 crew members. The 274 passengers came from the United Arab Emirates, India, Pakistan, Italy, and Yugoslavia. We end today in history with July 3rd about International Plastic Bag Free Day. Based on National Today, International Plastic Bag Free Day is commemorated annually on July 3rd. This commemoration is a global initiative aimed at eliminating the use of plastic bags to make the earth safer for humans, the environment, and wildlife. International Plastic Bag Free Day is part of the Plastic Free Movement, which began in September 2016 and has been joined by almost 1,500 organizations. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Saksikan sunset di pantai hilangkan suntukku mandi di tepi lautan hapuskan sumpahku memandang gadismu menari segarkan suasana malam di kute redakan resah dan marahku.
Terima kasih balikku untukmu.
Jenak lupakan sesatku hadapi egonya hidup di kota Jakarta yang penuh aturan bicara dan tampil seadanya yang ada.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's edition of My Indonesia comes with the title PLN and Pertamina Move Quickly to Bring Clean Energy to IKN. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir appreciated the move of the State-Owned Electricity Company, or PLN, to provide clean energy supplies to the Nusantara capital city. When reviewing the Nusantara Solar Power Plant on Saturday, 29th of June 2024, Erick Thohir said that previously many were pessimistic about the development of Nusantara capital city and the use of solar energy. However, PT PLN has proven this by building a solar power plant which is already operating with 10 megawatts, even though Nusantara capital city needs only 1 megawatt. Quoting Kabar BUMN.com, Erick appreciated PLN for the presence of the Nusantara solar power plant, which represents green energy. According to Erick, PLN must utilize the potential of green energy from hydro, solar, and wind in Kalimantan. He explained that PLN's role was very important in Nusantara because it would be its heart. The need for electricity in Nusantara is also predicted to increase in the future. PLN President Director Darmawan Prasojo ensured that PLN was ready to carry out the direction of the State-Owned Enterprises Minister to provide reliable, environmentally friendly electricity at Nusantara City. Darmawan emphasized that the electricity system at Nusantara would use state-of-the-art technology with green, smart, and beautiful concepts. PLN will build environmentally friendly and digital-based power plant to support Nusantara. Currently, PLN Nusantara Power and Sembcorp from Singapore have built Nusantara Solar Power Plant with a total capacity of 10 MW from the target of 50 MW, which will be completed in 2024. Darmawan also said that PLN would utilize Kalimantan's hydro potential for green energy. The entire electrical system will operate in a smart grid. According to Darmawan, PLN Icon Plus will also contribute to providing telecommunication network and data centers to support digitalizations at Nusantara. Meanwhile, quoting Pertamina.com, Saturday, 29th of June 2024, the Minister Erick Thohir evaluated state-owned companies' preparations in building energy facilities in Nusantara, including the gas network by Pertamina. The constructions of the natural gas network in Nusantara will be carried out by PGN, Pertamina's gas subholding. State-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir said Pertamina as a gas network provider has shown its commitment to providing clean energy in the capital city of the archipelago. According to Erick Thohir, it is planned that in the next 10 to 15 years, there will be at least industrial point implementing green industrial estate. That was today's edition of My Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Lake Laukawar, located at the foot of Mount Sinabung in Kuta Gugung Village, Namanteran District, Karo Regency, North Sumatra Province, Indonesia. The lake is surrounded by mountains and covered with tropical rainforest timber trees. This area is lesser ecosystem area with an altitude of about 2,400 meters above sea level, with a distance of about 70 kilometers from downtown of North Sumatra Province. You will find the atmosphere of a cool climate with temperatures from 16 to 17 degrees Celsius, so that this area is classified as fertile. The scenery around the lake is very beautiful. The water is calm and clear. Before the eruption of Mount Sinabung in 2011, the lake was covered with orchids, which made the scenery more stunning. Along the lake's edge lies a 3-hectare area perfect for camping and overnight staying. Besides enjoying the lake, you can also engage in various activities, such as fishing, renting a boat, taking a boat ride, or rock climbing. Listener, the trip to Lake Laukawar is fun because it's presented with beautiful nature with lush green plants. Along the way, you will also pass by traditional Karo houses that are hundreds of years old in Lingga village. The name Kawar attached to Laukawar comes from a fertile village where the residents primarily engage in farming. As a result, the villagers always enjoy abundant harvest. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia,
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki,
which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai,
which means as.
Tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site.
Penyu,
which means turtle.
Pengunjung,
which means visitor.
Anak-anak,
which means children.
Berinteraksi,
which means to interact.
Tukik,
which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru, seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "-an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now, let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan, rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle is home to hawkbill and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
Dari semua yang menimpa, takkan ku biarkan diriku terus terlena dalam ayahku. Ada saat aku tak berdaya hapuskan semua cerita. Mungkin ku berharap terlalu banyak, sedang dirimu terus
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Pake Pake Kapa. The song is one of the most popular music tracks on TikTok. Since it was uploaded on YouTube in December 2023, the song has been played 3 million times until mid-2024. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who is falling in love with someone who looks so perfect. Her smile is unforgettable, making the viewer fantasize that the world belongs to her, and they will begin a relationship with their beloved soon. Well, listener, here is the song Pake Pake Kapa by Legi 483 with Alta Repto, Lepe, and Agung Black Zone. Happy listening!
Sapu mata ini dem tu sa tertarik saben tu lihat ko sa candu macam mudik-udik sa bolak-balik jalan su panik-panik ya ko menarik dan harus sayang milik oh ada pake-pake kapa ko pun sempurna bikin sa terlena sampai
melihat kau yang imut sampai sumpah. Kau bikin air rensa punya tumpah-tumpah. Shit, tak suka koneksa dengan kau. Oh shit, yang bilang Sandra bisa dengan kau bah. Tempo sudah kalau kau puh hati songko. Kas jadi sadeng kau puh cinta paling koko. Macam dari dulu tak bisa hilang dari benak. Harus duduk dulu diam sejenak. Yo, saya pikir-pikir cara baru cari dia pusat. Oh shit, baca dia pun senyum tu bikin sakit bullshit. Tapi nyatanya sangat menjangkit. Tak bisa mau lupa ada Tuhan seluka. Sung laya sama je tak berat muka.
Aduh, pele-pele mini siapa pu. Kau macam jape-jape sapu hati melepu. Dari jauh sasu pantau kau pu body sipe tu. Sang pikiran kacau-kacau koi bikin belenggu. Asu, gasu, jangan lama-lama. Sasu jupen koi jadi tolong kau pun nama. Ternyata dari doyo, kau manis bikin loyo. Kau kasih lulu hati, sungguh mati sonto loyo.
Kau ada pake-pake kapa. Kau pu sempurna bikin satu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sun. berhasil ke juara kuasai little shit.